sir, I'll have you go ahead and sit at the council table at my right.
Thank you, Your Honor.
And let's start with having you tell me how to properly pronounce your last name, sir.
Surprisingly, you got it right the first time, Your Honor. It is Corenti, and I appreciate that.
All right. And so, Mr. Corenti, you're also presently advised of constitutional rights. Did you have any questions about your rights?
No, Your Honor.
And then, Mr. Corenti, I'll go ahead and read to you what the statute is that you're before the court, although I did receive your filing right before court, but so you already looked that in and are well aware of it. That being said, I am required to go over this information with you. And so it's found at 6-2-504, subsection B. Any person who knowingly points a firearm at or in the direction of another, whether or not the person believes the firearm is loaded, is guilty of reckless endangering unless reasonably necessary in defense of his person, property, or abode, or to prevent serious bodily injury to another, or as provided for under 6-2-602. And reckless endangering is a misdemeanor punishable by imprisonment for not more than 1 year and a fine of not more than $750. Do you understand the charge against you and the maximum possible penalty?
I do. I wasn't aware there was a fine attached when I looked at the statute from 2020. If that's new, I was unaware of that.
Sure. Yeah, the statute doesn't specifically provide for it in there, but there is another statute that provides that if there's no fine amount listed, then it would default to that $750.
Very clear. Thank you, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm. And so then in your case, you understand the charge, the maximum possible penalty, and I take it from the motion to dismiss, then we're going to go ahead and enter a not guilty plea on your case today.
Yes, Your Honor.
Matter out. All right. And so, Mr. Corenti, I did go ahead and enter a not guilty plea in your case. And the next thing that will happen in your case, it will also be set for that settlement conference on the 15th, on or before, that there will need to be a phone call to see if there could be a settlement in your case. Additionally, I will set it for motions hearing. So you filed your motion to dismiss today. The state has 20 days from your filing to also file a response, at which point, based on the statute that you cited, the self-defense statute, that we will need to go ahead and set it then for an evidentiary hearing to make a determination as to whether or not that statute is applicable under the facts and circumstances of your case. And so we will additionally do that. Now, Mr. Gay, did you have anything that you wanted to add or say concerning Mr. Crunchy's case?
Not concerning
the case, Your Honor. All right. And so, Mr. Crunchy, then, concerning an attorney in your case, did you want to be considered for court-appointed counsel, represent yourself, or hire your own private counsel?
Your Honor, I do intend to represent myself as a pensioner. I don't have the funds to have my own attorney, but I would appreciate consideration of filling out the paperwork in advance in case it gets to a point where I will need outside counsel.
All right. Yes, and so we can certainly provide you with that paperwork today, and I'll leave it up to you whether you want to fill it out before you leave today or at some time in the future. I'll let you know that if you do fill it out right away, then I'll review it right away, and if that happens, and it sounds like you're a pensioner, that there's the potential then that you would in fact qualify. If you do qualify, then I would just enter the order and have the public defender's office on board to represent you starting at this point. So you could begin immediately talking to them about your case. You've done a nice job, obviously, with your motion to dismiss. You've spelled everything out the way that you needed to. But that being said, there's nothing that's going to harm you, I would think, about having the opportunity to talk to a lawyer in your case and be able to bounce issues off him or her, and then he or she will also know how to handle the motions hearing as well and questioning of witnesses. Not saying that you don't. I don't know what your background is or if you're maybe licensed in some other state or otherwise, I don't know.
No, I'm just a high school dropout that has a lot of time to read, Your Honor, and I appreciate the consideration.
Okay, sure. And so, again, just feel free to stop by that front window, though, on your way out, and you can fill it out. I'd be happy to consider it even today, and we can see about getting court-appointed counsel in the future. And then if you decide you don't want that representation, you can always have those arguments later as well. You know, you can essentially say that, no, you didn't want to have an attorney continue to represent you. So we can go either way with that, okay?
I appreciate the options and the consideration. Thank you, Your Honor.
Uh-huh. And then finally, Mr. Gay, any bond recommendations you want to provide to the court?
Yes, Your Honor. The defendant has a 2009 deferral for criminal trespass in Hawaii, 2012 conviction for harassment in Hawaii, 2009 DUI, and 2014 DUI in Wyoming. Given the nature of the allegations, Your Honor, the state does believe that the OR bond is appropriate with the defendant appearing in person a day. However, we would request that no firearms provision is typical in these types of cases.
All right. Is there any, I assume that you own a firearm and would like to continue to do that then while this matter is pending?
I do own firearms. None of them are in my possession since I was notified that these charges are pending. And frankly, none of my previous charges have anything to do with firearms. And with the argument to dismiss based on self-defense, I don't think that any further action would be warranted until that is looked at.
Right, and I do take into consideration the fact that the fact alleged and giving rise to the current charges occurred in October of this year, and that you have been out, you know, with no bond or special requirements from the court, at least during that period of time. And so at this point in time, obviously, you'll continue to be released on your own signature, and then the conditions being that you not violate the law of this or any other jurisdiction. Also, that you will need to keep the court and your attorney apprised of your current mailing and residential address and contact telephone number. It does sound that some of that criminal history involved at least the allegations of alcohol consumption, and we'd make it a standard condition of bond that you not possess or consume alcohol or illegal controlled substances while this matter is pending, that you would need to be subject to random tests of your breath or bodily fluids at the reasonable request of any law enforcement officer while this matter is pending. And then you will be able to travel freely both inside and outside the state of Wyoming, and there won't be any travel restrictions on you while this matter is pending. But you do need to appear at all future court dates and times, the next one of which is just a phone call that will need to be made before 5 p.m. on February 15th, and so you can do that long before then. You don't have to wait around until then. And I'll go ahead and put the phone number here on the bond form. Were, other than the firearm provisions, then, Mr. Day, were there any other terms and conditions of bond that the state was seeking?
There you
go. All right. And so, Mr. Prunty, did you have any questions about the terms and conditions of bond or anything else I went over with you today?
No, Your Honor. They seem very reasonable. I just wanted to clarify that it's just the standard, don't break the law, don't consume or possess alcohol, and that the firearms have been left out of that order.
That's correct.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going to get your paperwork again up to the front. If you want to fill out the financial affidavit before you leave today, then that's great. Just sign it in front of one of my clerks of court. And otherwise, you are completely free to go.
Thank you for your time, Your Honor.
Okay, the next matter to come before the court at this time is the state of Wyoming versus a small Sala.